This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, on USA Radio Network and Newsmax TV. The Root is on fire. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered. Only show of its kind on radio or TV. No script, no notes, no teleprompter. I spend 3 hours a day, a night, shooting from the hip, speaking from the heart, letting it fly, and taking no prisoners from the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. In the immortal words of George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. I've got so much to tell you about today, but I've got a great guest on the line who called in at the first moment of the show, so we got him right now, and we wanted to grab him as soon as we could get him. So here he is, Dr. Mehmet Oz, otherwise known as Dr. Oz, host of the Dr. Oz Show. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show, Dr. Oz.
Hey, Wayne. Good to be with you.
All right, so the reason I asked you to come on is because to me, from the things I've read, you are by far the most reasonable doctor out there who's trying not to get people hysterical. It's a serious thing. We all agree it's serious. It's not a hoax. I've never said it was a hoax. But I've said that the reaction to this whole coronavirus thing is the most incredible hysteria and panic I've ever seen. And you seem like a man of calm who just looks at facts and doesn't believe in hysteria. So I wanted to get you on to comment on it all. And so tell us what we face right now. Tell us where we're at, you think, right now.
Well, good news and bad news. The good news is I think we're doing a lot of the things that are required. The task force that led by some great scientists have made some brave decisions. You know, there's always political capital expended when you tell people things they don't want to hear. But I think we're on the right track. The bad news is that there are some starts and stops. Or maybe you have a big federal bureaucracy and you, for example, get offered testing kits and you think you can do a better job and you can't quite do it in time. And then you get mistakes when you're shipping the stuff to the states and everyone's always finger pointing. You end up with stalls that cause big issues. But I got to say, this is not a virus that's going to destroy America. It's not a virus that's going to take millions and millions of lives because they're taking the appropriate steps now because they could have otherwise. But it could be a virus that hurts our nation if we don't get past the emotional baggage that it's brought on us. And we've sort of shifted this week from a place where not enough Americans appreciated the gravity of this problem to a place where the doctors were banging the drums, saying, hey, guys, pay attention, right, with all the nurses and the health workers. And now we're in a place where the doctors are saying, listen, you know, help us with supplies, get us the tools we need to save lives, get tested, get out here, but we can manage this. We can do this. Yeah, the kinds of roller coaster ride that America's on should cease because we should at least behave like we've been there before. Because we can certainly manage sick patients.
So, you know, look, I'm one of the world's biggest fiery defenders of President Trump, and so I'm a big conservative, and I usually defend President Trump, but I'm also very honest, and I shoot square and fair. And I've said from the beginning, I thought we got off to a rocky start, and I thought on a scale of maybe A, B, C, D, E, F, I thought Trump was like at a C to start, and then I think he went to a B plus, and now I think he's in the A plus level. I think the response of late has been fantastic, and he's doing all the right things, both medically and economically, to soothe the minds of the American people who are now jobless and small businesses are going out left and right, Dr. Oz, and he's getting people checks and he's getting people loans. I think he's made a big comeback. It wasn't a good start, but I think it's a great middle. I don't know about the finish yet, but so far, a great middle. Your thoughts?
Well, I really think he's got the right people on the task force. I trust Tony Fauci. I've known for a long time. He's very efficient at that. I've had this hurt general on my show. I've interviewed all these folks, and I've known them from before this crisis started. So with the right people in the right seats, I'll leave the economic issues to you, although I share your belief. You've got a big stimulus into the man and the woman who didn't have money in their hands right now, because there's a lot of my viewers who are telling me that, and And these folks, you know, they live paycheck to paycheck. They work hard. They do their best. This isn't their fault. We need to help folks. But that's, you know, let me stick to the medicine stuff just because it's what I spent my life doing. The big challenge right now is for us to adopt a program that's more similar to what South Korea did. What we don't want to do is just shut everything down, because although that would work for the medical side of it, from a societal perspective, it could be a catastrophe. And once the car stops moving, getting it to move again takes a lot more effort. Anyone's had a stalled car knows that. So we don't want the whole, you know, system coming apart. And I don't think we needed to be stalled in order to address the virus. What they did in South Korea, and I'll explain this to your listeners because it's really important, because they're the best example of how this virus has been addressed in the world. They had one-tenth the mortality rate as Italy. So what did they do differently? They said, okay, I don't care who you are. If you're near a person who got infected or we think you're infected, you're getting tested. And we're going to test everybody. And they had plenty of kits. And they had a little app. And when they registered you to test you, they would put your name in there. And you got a notification every day saying, hey, how you doing? Are you got a fever? You got a cough? You know, getting better, getting worse? And they just tracked you. And they actually, we can't do that here, but they can do it in South Korea. They looked at everywhere you went. And they would actually talk about where you went with you and say, you know, who'd you talk to over there? We got to go test. We got to check them, too. You got dinner with XYZ over here. We got to check them, too. And then they went after the pods of people where the outbreak was growing, and they shut it down. They contained it. And the Chinese took a very different tact, and they got their...
And the Italians, obviously, a very different tact, right? Italy, obviously, has done none of that.
Well, Italy's 2 weeks ahead of us, but they didn't act with bold vigor to make what had to happen happen. They waited till it was already an epidemic that was overwhelming a hospital system that wasn't able to keep up, and then they did the shutdown. Well, by that time, you already overwhelmed the flexibility of the healthcare system. You have no backup plan. There's no accordion. Part of the reason that the president was asked to send the National Guard or FEMA to build hospitals was because you need to have capacity. I mean, God forbid, you have a guard. You know, in New York City, it's doubled today, right? So you have a lot more people. I'm at New York Presbyterian Hospital. We're pretty busy. But we have, you know, but it gets busy.
But Dr. Ross, can I say something? Here's my contention from the beginning. This may be the nastiest flu ever, and it may kill lots of people. But we lost 80,000 people of the flu in I think it was 1819, or maybe it was 2017, 2018. So, I mean, if 80,000 people die, we didn't stop society and stop business back then. I'm not saying to take this less seriously. I'm just saying we didn't need to stop all business in America, because a lot of people are going to get it, and some, especially old people, might die. But you can't stop all commerce in America and make all of us go out of business because it's a bad flu season. I just don't get why this is different than the swine flu and 20 other things that have happened in my lifetime.
All right, so let's go through them since you brought it up. Right? So swine flu had an infectivity rate. There's a number that defines it. And just use this number as how many people you'll infect every single day. Okay, so it's a big difference between one and the two. So regular old flu is a 1.3, okay? One person, he gets it, he infects one and a third person. That day, they go, each of them gets another one and a third people, next day, so on and so forth. But the swine flu is 1.5. This is 2.2. So it's a
right, very contagious. Very okay, contagious. So I get it.
Second thing,
I get it.
Second thing is, we don't know the mortality rate. We really don't. But the numbers we have from China, just use those numbers. Again, I don't believe it to be accurate, but it's 25 times at least more deadly than the flu. Now, I don't believe it to be the case, but if you're looking at this, you just crunch the numbers, do the math, we're looking at over 1 million people dying a year, which is not 50,000, which is what we had, you know, last year, and 80,000 in a really bad year, but 1 million people is a lot of people. Now, you might say, well, you know, we still can't shut down society. That is a decision that all of us have to search our souls for, but we don't have to let those people die, nor do we have to shut down society. If we take the tactic that South Korea took, we can do both. Now, here's the bigger issue. This is your.
But did they shut down business? I need to know. Did they shut down all business?
No.
Right.
They did not.
Right.
What they said was, you're healthy, you guys do business. In fact, you guys go off to dinner, have dinner, and make a plan for doing business.
There you go. I love it. I love you. I love it. Good. That's it. That's what I want.
But they really were aggressive in helping the people who are sick. And we didn't do that.
Good.
When the first person comes back from Italy and goes to his place of work in New Rochelle, which is just north of New York City.
Right, and where I was born and raised, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, God bless you. So that is the epicenter in this area. 131 people, at least direct contacts. We know his,
right.
his neighbor, his the neighbor for going to the hospital to do him a favor.
Yeah, yeah, no, no, I know it. I know the neighborhood. Listen, I know the neighborhood. My house was in New Rochelle and Mount Vernon, half and half. And I'm a Jewish kid who went to synagogue right near where that synagogue is that he affected. So I know everything about the area this went down in. Everything.
So if he was in South Korea, they would have said, okay, boom, you're sick, the whole synagogue shut down, the neighbor, all the people got shut down.
Right,
and
that makes sense.
And quarantine, right, they didn't bolt the door shut, they don't weld the door closed, they just say, you guys, you're out of surveillance, you're in the system, and off you go. Now, we can still do that, we can cordon off New York City, San Francisco, Washington, Seattle, Washington, take the major meccas out, you know, the cities that aren't having a big issue, just knock out the individual folks there, move business to those cities for now, keep the world flowing. That's why I don't think we should shut the whole country down, because there are parts of the country that have single-digit patients. That stated, there are some broader issues this raises for our country, because this virus will be, not this one, but this virus is going to be an endemic virus. It'll keep coming back over and over. But the medical system can deal with this virus. We're going to get treatment, repurposing of drugs that work for malaria and for HIV and for Ebola. We think we'll work with this, and we need to fund those efforts, which is, I'm still surprised that they haven't been aggressively pursued, but it's happening this week now. And we need to hold our breath for a couple weeks, because we didn't do it right in the beginning. But this is a warm-up, because when a really bad virus comes down the road, we're going to want to deal with this in an aggressive fashion. And this is what we did now won't work if the virus is contagious and deadly. This is
Dr. Oz, we're headed to a break. Is it possible to keep you through the break and just ask you a few more questions on the other side?
I can't. I got the next
thing. All right, go.
For me.
Dr. Mehmet Oz, look, you're the greatest. I appreciate you coming on. You're the best. Have yourselves a great day. Thank you, Dr. Oz.
Take care. Bye-bye.
What a good guy. What a good guy. I love what he had to say about South Korea. Let's do it. Let's talk about it. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. Finest Known is one of the sponsors of this show, a wonderful precious metals company. Silver's up dramatically in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. And for a limited time, my friends at Finest Known are making a deal for war fans. Finest Known has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. 100 pure American Silver Eagles at dealer cost, meaning you don't pay a penny over wholesale, and American Eagle does not, excuse me, and Finest Known does not make a dime. They're giving it to you at the same price they paid as the dealer. So call Finest Known today, reserve 100 silver American Eagles, and they'll include the book, Everything You Need to Know to Buy and Sell Gold, absolutely free. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, toll free, or go to finestknown.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. They will give you the best deals and roll out the red carpet. And remember, you can go to any coin store in America, and they'll tell you there's almost no gold or silver available anywhere in the country. They can get you 100 silver American Silver Eagles at dealer cost, wholesale, 800-663-1929. Smart thing to do in the middle of a crisis like this. So, look, Donald Trump is not perfect. As you know, I've criticized him a few times. I think he was fantastic cutting off flights to China at the moment he did. I think he was too slow cutting off flights to Europe and too slow adding England and Ireland to that cutoff and too slow cutting off flights all over the United States of America. Excuse me, I said that wrong. from the United States to the entire rest of the world. International flight. That's what I'd ask for. An international flight ban for a month and then an option for a second month. And I said, look, we can all get through 2 months. When the 2 months are up, then we can let everybody back in the United States. But right now, you can't do that. And he hasn't done that yet, so that's not perfect. But he's really been good on a lot of other stuff. He's been very quick getting money back in the hands of the American people. He's trying very quickly to save American small businesses. He's been quick to cut the red tape and get a vaccine available, which now they think they've got an actual antibiotic type of thing they use for malaria. So, I mean, he's cut the red tape with the FDA. He's cut red tape getting testing kits. They were lousy with the testing kits, but that's not Trump's fault. You can't blame Trump for that. That's like me being president of the United States. And you go, Wayne, there's no testing kits. And I'd be like, I'm a businessman. What the hell are you talking about? What does that mean? What do you mean there's no testing kits? Why aren't there testing kits? I don't know. That's not Trump's job. Matter of fact, you know what's funny? The guy who probably should get fired over this is Dr. Fauci. Isn't it his job to get the testing kits? Who is the testing kit guy? It's certainly not the president or the CEO of the company. It's the guy whose job is the division at the company. If I owned a company and I'm CEO, it's the guy who is in charge of the division for testing kits. It isn't Wayne Root, the CEO. I know nothing about testing kits. I'm not a doctor. Donald Trump doesn't know anything about testing kits. So that's not his fault. And as I understand it, we were offered millions of testing kits and turned them down because they had a false positive rate of 48%. So that makes total sense to me. I mean, who wants a testing kit that half the time is failure? It's wrong. That makes no sense to me why anybody would want that testing kit. So they turned them down, but then they didn't have any for themselves that were perfect. They wanted perfect. So they turned down the good, right, instead of, you know, and aimed for the perfect, when in fact they should have just accepted the good. 48% sounds terrible, but it's better than zero, and we had no kits. So somebody's head should roll over that decision. Even though I think at the time it probably made sense. But overall, he's caught up big time. He's gone from what I thought was like a C response to an A+. And so what tells you that he's finally caught up is Ilhan Omar. You know, my nemesis. The woman who I attack 24 hours a day as a representative of Hamas and Hezbollah. I can't stand her. Horrible person. Hamas and Hezbollah is a representative in the United States Congress. She hates Jews, in my opinion. Hates Israel. And hates America, in my opinion. And even Ilhan Omar is praising Trump's incredible response. She calls it incredible response to the coronavirus pandemic. Seriously, not joking. President Trump's handling the coronavirus pandemic is going so well. Even Ilhan Omar, one of the most vitriolic haters, can't help but praise his leadership. She put out a tweet last night. Said the administration's efforts have been incredible and the right response in this critical time. The praise didn't stop there. She went on to quote fellow squad member Ayanna Pressley, saying these unprecedented times require unprecedented leadership, and we're seeing that in our country right now. I have faith we will survive this as a nation and build together. Wow. It has to be a trick. It's got to be a trick here. It's some sort of an ambush. Ilhan Omar and Pressley are going to ambush Trump somewhere along the way and try to take his legs out. But for the moment, they're telling you he's doing a great job. Maybe he's doing such a good job, there's not a damn thing they could say. Or maybe he's doing such a bad job, I should be scared they're praising him.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is not happy with China's response to the coronavirus outbreak. Could have been stopped pretty easily if everybody had known about it a number of months before people started reading about it.
A coronavirus stimulus package is being introduced in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky put forward the measure that would provide direct cash payments to the American people.
Senate Republicans want to put cash in the hands of the American people. No tangled Washington process with 1,000 cooks in the kitchen. No piles of forms for laid-off workers or busy families to fill out.
Folks earning $75,000 or less in 2018 would get $1,200, while couples filing jointly would get double that. Each child per household would net an additional $500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances, and it took a while though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop, not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You can
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Strauss Heart Drops. Everyone knows me as Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So are you in front of a mirror? You should be. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries, they say, is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke, number one killers in America. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Me, Wayne Allyn Root. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Strauss Heart Drops. Got our guest here, Kip Herridge. Economic expert, CEO of Vertical Research Advisory, his website, VRAinsider.com. He's been with us to kind of give us insights into these markets, these scary stock markets, all week. We've had him on 5 days in a row. I think last Friday, and today marks the fourth day of this week, so we've had him on 5 days in a row. We'll make it an even six tomorrow. We'll close out the week, and hopefully we'll close out with 2 days in a row going up, which I don't think has happened in like 3 weeks. Kip, has there been a two-day go up in a row in about 3 weeks?
You know, I heard someone talk about that the other day, and it's been a long time. I think it's been a month since we've had two up days in a row.
Wow, and this wasn't even a big up day. You know, I'm used to the fact now that it never goes up or down less than 1,000 points. I haven't seen any. It used to be in the old days, 188 points up, you go, wow, big day. This, you know, I'm so used to 1,000 up, 2,000 up, 1,000 down, 2,000 down. 188 sounds like a little weenie. It's the tiniest little thing. It's like a wiener dog. It's just not enough to make you very satisfied after you went down 1,000 yesterday and 2,000 a few days ago. Doesn't it seem kind of small and unsatisfying?
My business partner, Tyler, today made that exact point. He said, you know, this is a good day. We need normalcy. We need some normal days where we go up 2, 3, 4%, and I think that's directly ahead because we do believe the worst is behind us, as we've been talking about this week. We need some normalcy. And one of the things that does is the normalcy we saw today drives down the volatility index. This is something the traders have been keying off of, and normal days, the breakdown implies volatility, which means a lot less crazy trading and allows to regain an uptrend. I think today was an important day from a lot of points of view. We're feeling much better, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, well, you won't feel much better when you hear the California governor say that 25.5 million residents of California, not of the country, of California, I've heard, you know, like 30 million people usually get the flu, 30, 40 million in the whole country. He's saying 25.5 million residents of California will get coronavirus. These guys are so irresponsible with their worst-case scenario, scaring everyone to death. How does he know that 25.5, by the way, why not everyone? Why not say 58 million will get it? Why is it exactly half, 25.5. Doesn't he think that's a ridiculous figure? Don't you think this is hysteria?
No, absolutely. It's a manufactured crisis. Wayne, every day we've been on with you, this has been our viewpoint based on the work that we do with the experts that we trust. And this manufactured crisis is mass hysteria, unlike anything we've ever seen before. If you remember, the first time I came on and we talked about this, I said, this is the Martian crisis, right? This is the Martian landing that was done in a radio broadcast, War of the Worlds in 1932. And they had to come out and apologize because everyone believed it was real. This is that. This is simply not going to be as bad as the swine flu, which killed 500,000 globally. The Dow Jones that year went up 40%. So this is manufactured. Anyone, I believe, and I won't mention names here because I don't think this is a time for politics or finger wagging. Those times will come. But anybody that was fear-mongering this, saying that a million or more were going to die from coronavirus, I believe they should probably find a cave to hide in for a very long while.
Well, let's not get cocky here, because you and I could look terrible when millions and millions of people die and the worst-case scenario comes true. And Wayne Root said we should all be doing business, and it's not going to be millions. Stop it. It's ridiculous. In Italy, it's thousands. Why would it be millions in America? It doesn't make sense. But, you know, you and I could have egg in our face, and I don't want to have egg or not have egg. I just want people to be healthy. That's the only thing I care about. But liberals will try and hang me. You know, they won't hang you, Kip. They'll hang me if my predictions ever go wrong. You know, I get 100 right, then I get one wrong, and they try to hang me with the one I get wrong. So I'm too nervous at this point to say I'm right about this, but it seems like it's an incredible overreaction, and it's almost like they're rooting for worst-case scenarios. Why can't either, and by the way, President Trump, too. Why can't Trump, why can't Gavin Newsom, why can't anybody say, it's possible, folks, expect the best, but prepare for the worst. There have been estimates that say 25.5 million residents of California will get coronavirus. That's a worst-case scenario. We're really hoping it's the best case, which is like, you know, 2 million. Why can't he say something like that? Why do you have to only give the horrible projection and make it seem like that's a done deal?
Yeah, that's, you know, and that's why I think it is important that those of us that feel different, much differently about this, that we speak our mind on this. And you are in a bit of a different position than I am. You've got a major public profile, and it may be more important for you to hear the downside possibilities so people are more careful about it. I happen to not be in that position. But I think, again, we are in day 12 now of the 15-day countdown, and we are just not seeing the ramp that they told us we'd have by now. By the way, as of I came on tonight, there's 10,000 total deaths so far. That's a big number. But
in the world.
Globally, right. And compared to the swine flu, which Obama didn't even address for pretty much a year, there were 1,000 people dead by the time Obama even addressed this issue.
In America. 1,000 dead in America.
What we're talking about, what we've been talking about, is perspective. And we're not getting it from the media. They're reading from the same script. They're fear-mongering, and now we've got these new treatments coming out that look very promising.
Right.
Yeah, 12,
right.
We're 12 days to go, and I think we could see this switch come right back on because people aren't going to stay in their homes, and they're not going to keep their businesses closed when they realize that we've been snowed here, folks. So that's the way we're approaching this, but that's not a change for us. This is how
but
we
again,
do it on day one.
But again, I want to stress.
I know you've got to take a different position. I understand that.
Well, I want to stress, Kip, I just want to stress, when you say we've been snowed, I agree it's the most massive overreaction in world history, and we should not have shut down American business in America. This is a terrible, terrible mistake. But I want to stress, it's not a hoax. It's real. It's a real virus. It's a real flu. It's a nasty flu. It is a pandemic around the world. I just want to make sure no one thinks you or I or anybody is claiming that it's not real or that it was, you know, invented by the media. No one's saying that, but it was the fans of fire were, you know, the flames of fire were fanned by the media to get everybody hysterical. That's the only part that I think applies to, you know, we've been hoaxed. It's not a hoax. It's real. There will be deaths. Italy's going through heartbreaking deaths. Just want to make sure I say that so nobody can hold me accountable that I did something wrong or said something wrong. So,
yeah,
Kip, here's the deal.
I don't know you to be that cautious of a person generally, but I understand why you're saying that way. But again, if people can make irresponsible claims, complete fear mongering that has driven the market down, we've lost $13 trillion in just U.S. valuation. If they can do that, claiming that over a million people are going to die, why can't we show the flip side? That's my point.
No, I get it. I get it. You don't realize who's on my tail. Every single media in the country is after Wayne Allyn Root. And that just tells you the power I've got now. They think I'm Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage and Sean Hannity, and it's a great compliment. I'm glad they think that. I wanted to be that my whole life. So I hope I can live up to the lofty ideals of the liberal media that thinks Wayne Root is the most important conservative radio host in America, worth trying to ruin 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I always say everything now, if, maybe, allegedly, kind of, because they want to come after me and ruin me, so I got to be very careful. All right, so one thing I want to tell you, though, did you happen to hear my interview with Dr. Oz?
I did.
I mean, that's the first time I, Wayne Root, did not know that. I knew that South Korea had handled it the best in the world. I knew that South Korea had a very low death rate, amazingly low. What I didn't know is that they let everybody go to restaurants and business stays open, and they've managed to do this while the whole economy is open. We did it the exact wrong way. I didn't know that. Why didn't we just copy South Korea? They proved my original idea was right, which is send the sick people, send the older people, send anyone with a fever home to be quarantined, and the rest of us go out and live life and keep the economy going. I didn't know somebody was doing that. Nobody ever said it in the mainstream media. Did you know that?
No, they didn't want to present it here, and I believe I know why. Okay, remember, since Trump got elected, what has he wanted? We're talking about big picture ideas. What has he wanted? He's wanted lower interest rates. He's wanted lower taxes. He's wanted economic stimulus. He's wanted to take down China. You check those boxes one by one, and in a three-week period, all of those have happened. He's gotten his wish list checked off one by one, every single one, and a big infrastructure program coming as well, another one that he wanted. So we believe this will be the quickest bear market followed by the quickest move back into a bull market. We are highly bullish. We believe investors should be buying stocks now.
All right, Kip Herridge has been my trusty go-to guy, and we're on the same side about 99.9% of the time. Maybe the way I say it's a little different to make sure that the liberal media can't destroy me. Kip doesn't have those issues.
No.
But he is a great guy, and he's the CEO of Vertical Research Advisory. Be glad you don't have those issues, Kip. VRAinsider.com. You want to know where the markets are going? Go check out VRAinsider.com. As a matter of fact, you'll give everyone 2 weeks free on VRAinsider to check out your insights, yes?
Yeah, thank you, Wayne.
All right, Kip, thank you. VRAinsider.com. I'll make sure my people, my friends, my guests, and my sponsors all take care of my viewers and listeners. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Well, the energy is good. You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I used to get tired at early afternoon and now I don't get tired till evening, and I don't get sleepy as early as I used to, and I definitely have more energy. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, you know I love gold. I wanted to mention finest known one more time. I love gold. I love silver. I love precious metals. I just think anybody would have to be a mental midget to not understand how important it's been over the centuries to own gold and silver, because real money, meaning fiat money, meaning paper money printed by governments, never, ever, ever holds its value, whereas gold and silver hold their value. They don't always go up, but they just stay where they were when you acquired them, while all the paper money is going down, 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 down. And so just based on that, it's just emergency money. It's security blanket. It's insurance. When things are bad and the world's in crisis, when the market just dropped, gold and silver actually usually they go up a lot. They'd spike. This time they just kind of hung in there. Silver went down a little bit and gold kind of stayed the same. And the markets are down, what, from 30,000 to 20,000 or below 20,000. So you see, it was a dramatic loss if you owned stocks. But if you owned gold or silver, you at least held your own. And so It just makes sense to always have that insurance policy in times of crisis. We may not even be through a tenth of the crisis. You have no idea what's ahead. We have no idea how many pandemics are ahead. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. They'll get you 100 of them. Pure 1 ounce at dealer cost, meaning you get it at wholesale, same price the dealer pays. For a limited time, you can acquire them at dealer cost. Call Finest Known today. Reserve 100 silver American Eagles. They'll include the book, Everything You Need to Know to Buy and Sell Gold, absolutely free. Call now at 800-663-1929. You can't get them, really, at any gold store in America. Walk into any coin store, any gold store. They don't have American Silver Eagles. They're sold out. 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. By the way, how did I know they're sold out? I saw a newspaper article on just the other day. A newspaper article that said that even though the price of paper gold sold on the stock exchange, GLD, and paper silver, SLV, has not moved or has gone down a little bit during this terrible crisis, real gold, physical gold, is in great demand, and you can't find popular items such as American Silver Eagles at any store anymore. That's what they said. They're all out of them. So they're going to get you 100 of them. So cool. I said this in the last segment. Even Ilhan Omar is praising Trump's incredible response to the coronavirus. I mean, something's wrong there. Either Trump's doing it so well that she can't say anything else, or they're plotting a trap for him. Her and, you know, her good friend Rashida Tlaib and Ayanna Pressley, blah, blah, blah. That whole quad squad, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, something's wrong if they're praising Trump. So either it's a trap and they're going to get Trump in this trap somehow, or maybe Trump's doing something really wrong. In other words, Trump's doing what I said he had to do, which is hand out welfare payments to the entire country. I don't like calling it welfare, but that's what it is. This is a bailout of the entire nation. They've managed to destroy all the businessmen in America and all the businesswomen in America and all of the employees of the business people don't have jobs anymore. This is like Great Depression era unemployment. So maybe they're just happy that he's handing out welfare payments to everybody to make them all dependent on government. I don't know. I'm not saying they're happy about disaster. I'm not going to make that charge. I'm not going to say they're happy that American business is bankrupt. Maybe they're just happy at the end result of it all. They've turned Trump into a liberal, right? Trump is now handing out welfare payments the way that they could have only dreamed Obama would. He never handed out welfare like this. But here's the difference. Trump's doing it in an absolute emergency of a lifetime. Wayne Root, the ultimate conservative and libertarian and capitalist, I advised him to do this a week ago before anybody else knew how serious it was really becoming. I saw where this was headed. I knew we had a disaster on our hands and the entire American economy could go under. And Trump was going to have to do a bailout of massive proportions, $1 trillion or more, just to save all the drowning employees that are out of work or that were going to be out of work. And I knew it was like a welfare payment. I knew it was a universal income. It's everything I don't want, but we're in an emergency spot right now. A tragic, tragic emergency that no one ever imagined. Not due to anything Trump did, not due to any business failures of any kind, but due to a virus, a silent, invisible enemy. Nobody's ever faced before. This is like the War of the Worlds. So you've got to do extraordinary measures to deal with an extraordinary crisis. So Trump has done that. So that's good. Trump has done that. And so maybe Ilhan Omar is so happy and so surprised that Trump is handing out, you know, $2,400 per couple to everyone in America, which is her voters. They all want handouts. They're getting them now. But in this case, it's not because anybody's lazy, right? I've always thought welfare as something where people want to spend the rest of their lives home not working. There's a certain laziness to some people on welfare. But this isn't that. This is the hardest working, most wonderful people in Vegas, in my town right now, are all unemployed. They've never taken welfare or food stamps in their lives, and they're all unemployed through something that has no fault of their own. This is the most emergency situation in American history. And so Trump had to do what he did, but maybe Ilhan Omar is just thrilled that he's come over to her, in her mind, to her way of thinking. Let's hand out checks to everybody. Let's make the government bankrupt. Let's create the Weimar Republic. Let's create 300% inflation. I mean, we're all Venezuela now, right? We're waiting in line for food. There's no bread on the shelves. And the government's handing us checks for not working. We're all Venezuela now. Trump just had to do it. There was no choice. I think we'll get through this fairly quickly and come out on the other side. Business will be great in the second half of the year. Just my guess and my hope and my prayer. Wayne Allyn Root, have a great night. God bless. See you tomorrow.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.